A new project is looking to speed up the uptake of bio-based products by companies in packaging, construction, textiles and agriculture. And it's been awarded Intertrade Ireland funding. It's called BioDirect and it's being headed up by the Circular Bioeconomy Cluster Southwest, which is based at the Munster Technological University here in Kerry. Well, I caught up earlier with the manager of the cluster, Katrina Power, and the senior researcher and project manager also with the cluster, Stephen Barry Hannon. And I asked Katrina, first of all, to remind us what exactly the Circular Bioeconomy Southwest does.
So the Circular Bioeconomy Cluster Southwest is an Enterprise Ireland funded initiative based at Munster Technological University. And what we do is we work with industry, enterprises, government and research centres to deliver programmes and services to increase the competitiveness of companies, particularly where they are looking at creating new bio-based products. So right now, I guess in our society, we have a reliance on fossil-based inputs and products and things like that and services. We're trying to create the bio-based economy, which is fundamentally more sustainable. So you could think about bio-based products in the way that you're looking, maybe creating products from seaweeds or creating products from wool or even, you know, food byproducts and things like that into something that's more sustainable.
Okay, and that is basically essentially the circular economy. You're not throwing away something, you're finding another use for it. Maybe.
Exactly. We're refurbishing, repurposing, recycling, you name it. All the 11 R's we call it. We are working on all of that type of thing. So, for example, a company might come to us and say, we have what we consider a waste stream in our company, but we don't know what to do. And that's when we'll come in and we'll bring in the right researchers and maybe another industry partner to collaborate with them on creating something new. And that's of value.
Okay, and you're working with businesses right across the region?
Absolutely. We work with over 50 businesses now across the region and nationally as well. And the BioDirect project, which we're going to talk about today, is actually a national project, which is really exciting for us.
Tell us about that maybe briefly. I know Stephen will go into more detail afterwards, but this new BioDirect programme has just been given funding and you are leading it.
Yes, that's right. We're delighted. It's an Intertrade Ireland funded project, which encourages cross-border collaboration initiatives. And basically, we are working with Ulster University, Queen's University up in the north, as well as with the ATIM cluster in the Midlands. And we are all working together to support these companies with their bio-based innovations. So by connecting customers with these new solutions, and the solutions could either come from research or from startups or SMEs.
Stephen, you are managing this. You might go into a bit more detail of how it's going to work, maybe the length of the project.
Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting project and the aim of it is really to kind of boost innovation, you know, kind of challenge solutions in the bioeconomy to really accelerate it. We are going to focus on four sectors of the economy. So we're going to go textiles, construction, packaging and agriculture. So they're very relevant to the north and south of the island. So how we're going to do that is all of our teams are, you know, the partners are going to be looking at the value chains of each of the sectors. The aim then is to kind of investigate and find challenges within those sectors that bio-based products, services or innovations can solve. So we're going to try and aim for two challenges per sector. Then when we've done our investigations, we're going to go to industry leaders in those areas. So major construction companies, farming groups, same for textiles and packaging. And we're going to then host loads of workshops with them and kind of innovation sprints with them. And then we're going to, between us and them, we're going to settle on our challenges. Each of those sectors then hopefully will get a nomination as a challenge owner. So they'll take responsibility for it. They'll help kind of direct the innovation challenge. The innovation challenge then is going to go out to the whole island, the public. So the general public is going to go to the universities, to all the LEOs, everything we can get our hands on. And then we'll allow the innovator. So there'll be small businesses, sometimes large businesses, it'll be research groups and anybody else who wants to take a crack at solving those challenges. Then they'll be kind of whittled down with a panel from us. And they'll go to the finals then where the challenge owners will then, you know, kind of pick out the best ideas. We'll be hosting the final event, the All-Island event in June. But before that, we have loads of steps. So we'll be hosting the workshops in the meantime, you know, between us and the challenge owners and things like that. And then obviously the pitching as well. We'll do pitch training with the innovators as well. So that'll lead up to that. A big part of the project is to analyse as much data as we can the whole way through. One, we want to develop a bioeconomy market and circularity market in Ireland and then see where the innovation is going. Then all of that information can also be fed into the universities as well, so that they can develop courses and to kind of move that businesses that can be, become more sustainable. And then a big aim of that then is when we have a national project, we're going to run it again. Might be new sectors we'll add to it, but we'll probably see. So get more innovation. Again, it's going to boost that collaboration, get more market opportunities. Hopefully more businesses then are starting to move that way. And then lastly, we're going to use that blueprint to go international. So we're going to collaborate with all the clusters in Europe and elsewhere beyond Europe.
When there is a solution found for something, it's going to create an awareness, though, I suppose, in whatever industry that is, of the bioeconomy and about maybe how they can make other changes within it. We do hear a lot about the circular bioeconomy, and maybe some people it just passes over their heads. They don't realise what it is on a practical level and maybe how they can implement it into their business, be it a farm or a manufacturing business.
Yeah, so look, it's just to allow us to have a look. There's going to be challenges with every single sector, you know. So like, let's say we take construction, there could be an alternative material use. Farming, there could be shorter supply chains. And then packaging, there could be bio-based materials or biopolymers to replace plastics. Going back to construction again, we use fiberglass for insulation, which is quite damaging to the environment and is actually kind of, you know, very bad for even your own health. So there's could be alternative materials that we can be using there. So it's just to create this opportunity and move everything kind of seamlessly and move businesses that way to become more environmentally conscious. And then regarding the circularity thing, we find people can get intimidated a little bit just by that term, but it's really about becoming more sustainable. It doesn't have to be the whole business. It can be one part of the business. It can be how you treat your waste. It can be how you change your processes. You could digitalize your process. It's all about creating awareness and looking at your business and creating more opportunities, more in a positive light. You know, that's because there can be a bit of doom and gloom with, you know, these climate action targets, but we're looking at it from a positive point of view.
And even some of the sectors there, you know, like agriculture, construction, textiles, they can be very heavy in the amount of waste they create. So I suppose trying to tackle those, it's a step becoming more sustainable and making a big change for the planet.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And, you know, there are simple practical solutions that can come out of this. You'll find that, you know, when challenges come, you know, especially in Ireland, we're quite innovative in that way in finding kind of really clever solutions that can help just, you know, help themselves as a business, but help the wider society.
Mm-hmm. Katrina, I might just ask you about, since you've taken on the role, do you find that there is more maybe of an understanding of the bioeconomy among the general public and I suppose among businesses as well?
Yes, absolutely. So I've been in this role almost 3 years now as cluster manager. And, you know, there's more awareness. We see it in companies because we have an increased membership and we have more companies who are coming to us to be part of the cluster because they want to collaborate with other companies or even researchers as well on this type of thing. Every year as well, we host something called Bioeconomy Ireland Week. It's a big collaborative event and we're seeing increased participation from the public, from education sector, from, you know, companies in these events as well. So there is definitely more of a recognition, particularly in light of recent policy. The Circular Bioeconomy Action Plan was just published for 2023 to 2025. That's quite significant because all of a sudden, when it becomes policy, there's a pathway. And it's very much about enterprise developments, developing demonstration sites, you know, facilities, infrastructure around the bio-based economy. And that's really what enterprises want to see in it because they wanted to know, they want the clarity, I guess, as well, on where's the roadmap here. So this is a roadmap. And I think it's becoming more common and popular and there's an increased awareness, I think, of, we know where we need to be to meet our 2050 goals. And that policy document is actually published by both Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, but also Department of Environment, Climate and Communications. So that it's a collaborative effort from them as well, which is really good to see.
And you touched on it there earlier here in Kerry, you know, we have a lot of businesses, the likes that are using, say, seaweed and that kind of thing. So I suppose Kerry is very much leading the way in terms of the businesses and then having the cluster based here at the MTU.
Yes, absolutely. We're a leader, actually, in terms of using seaweed for either fertilisers, cosmetics, whatever it might be. Number of companies in Kerry and Cork actually working on this, five or six actually who are doing very well. And we recently hosted a blue bioeconomy event with Marine Industry Ireland Network and they came down to the Rose Hotel and I felt they were surprised to see so many blue bioeconomy innovators from around here. And so I think that was news to them and possibly news to the people in the room as well. But it was a really good event. And you know, that's the type of thing where, you know, there's collaborations already coming from that. We see it. And there's more businesses then who are involved, you know, from the waste sector. For example, Dillon Waste is a member. But then there's also companies from the food sector like Carberry Group and Kerry Group as well. Increasingly, we're seeing startups, people with ideas who are really getting traction in the market. They might be looking at creating new textiles, for example, from bio-based material. So there's a great company actually who are part of New Frontiers, Kerry, who are involved. And there's other startups as well. So increasingly new business ideas coming through, either from an existing business or a new business.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Before we finish up, Stephen, if there's somebody listening who maybe is interested in the BioDirect project, maybe they're in one of the sectors, the packaging, textiles, construction or agriculture, or maybe they're a researcher or somebody who thinks they might be able to come up with a solution, will there be somewhere that people can track information or maybe where they can get in contact with you to find out more about it?
Yeah, so the best place probably to contact us would be from on the website there. You'll see all of our contact details there. We're just in the process of finalising everything and putting all the details up on the website as well. You can contact either me or Katrina again on LinkedIn as well.
And is that the Circular Bioeconomy website?
Yeah, Circular Bioeconomy Southwest. That's
okay,
the one. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, well look, Katrina and Stephen, thanks so much for coming in studio and the best of luck with the project.
Thanks very much. Pleasure.